The New Hope Resource Center for the Homeless has become a lightning rod for controversy in Puyallup. It's the only facility of its kind anywhere in Pierce County east of Tacoma. Every day, an average of 37 people show up for a hot meal and for help getting off drugs, getting off alcohol, finding a job, going to school, and of course, finding a home to live in.
We serve men and women, several of whom are veterans, many of whom are physically disabled. Also, many of whom suffer from mental illness. We have people who are unemployed or underemployed and just can't make a living wage to be able to pay for their housing.
That's former New Hope Executive Director Cheryl Borden. The city forced her and other New Hope leaders to conduct this public meeting as a requirement for what the city calls a high-impact business license. It means New Hope has to go to extraordinary lengths to mitigate its effect on the surrounding community. Other businesses required to have a high-impact license are group homes for sex offenders and plants that make high explosives or fireworks. To say that New Hope is unpopular with its neighbors would be the understatement of the year. Community outrage forced the facility to shut down for 2 months earlier this year because of complaints about building code violations. And then there were claims that New Hope has become a magnet for drug dealers, drug addicts, alcoholics, and criminals.
You people are incredibly naive if you do not believe that your center has attracted them. It is a major magnet. We're talking an electromagnet that's drawing everybody in.
I feel like New Hope needs to move.
Kathy Turner is the former mayor of Puyallup.
211 police calls to New Hope in 10 months is amazing and a reason enough for the high-impact license. If that was a bar downtown, our police department, our state and city, would be trying to have it closed.
Proponents of the New Hope Center were shocked at what they saw as hard-heartedness of residents who vented bitterly about the resource facility.
You guys don't see it. And you guys, excuse me, but are hypocrites for sitting there and accusing the homeless when you guys haven't even lived that situation.
These people have done so much from their hearts to help the people that don't have the ability to take care of themselves. They have made bad choices, yes. And I apologize for any of the adverse things that have happened to you. Nobody wants to have that happen. But there are good people that need these resources.
And some New Hope advocates were just as passionate as the people who oppose the resource center.
These are not animals, these are human beings that have been broken, battered, and abused. I myself was homeless. I myself wandered the streets. I myself partook in crimes. I myself partook in drugs. But I'm here to say that I'm not only a member of society, I contribute, I pay my taxes. So what I'm saying is, when do we exchange rationale for hatred?
This is a controversy that's been brewing for months, and it won't be solved by anything that was said last night. But Puyallup city leaders will use the information they glean from this meeting to decide what extra steps the only homeless resource center in eastern Pierce County will have to take to appease its neighbors, if it wants to continue helping the most disadvantaged among us. Pete Combs, Como News.